Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the Oasis Bar and Grill, which is just below our studios here at the White Sands Hotel. Well worth a visit. The food is absolutely fantastic. In fact, there was a function on in the bar just before we started recording our podcast today. The place is absolutely packed. Always a great atmosphere. Do pop into the White Sands Hotel. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay, if you're from outside of Dublin, or even if you're from Dublin and you fancy staying in Portmarnock, maybe recommend the White Sands Hotel. A number of our Opinions Matters listeners have stayed in the White Sands Hotel over recent months and all have reported having a great time. So our thanks, as always, to the management and staff here at the White Sands Hotel for their continuing support of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of OM? This message came in to us about 3 days ago, and we're only getting around to dealing with it now. And it reads as follows. Hi, me and my husband are from Nigeria, and we're living in Dublin 15 with our 6 children, and we are expecting a baby in September. I put a post up on a local Facebook forum over the weekend asking if anyone would have any second-hand baby clothes that I could use for my baby, as there's no point in spending lots of money when they don't get the use, they don't get to use them for long, and we don't have a lot of money. I was blown away by such kindness from people in my area who offered clothes for all ages of my children, which I kindly accepted. However, I was a little upset when one local woman came to drop a full bag of food shopping, all non-perishables, and toiletries to me. She said she and her neighbours had chipped in to help my family out. I only asked for clothes to be practical, and being treated like a charity case, probably also because I am black too, is very insulting. I took the items because I was so shocked, but on reflection, I want to return them. I'm not ungrateful, but this is so offensive. My husband wants me to say nothing at all. And as I said, that is from one of our listeners who doesn't want to be identified because she doesn't want to come across. All we know about her is that she is from the Dublin 15 area, which is a very large area. So we're not going to name her. Nigerian family living in Ireland, I believe, 14, 15 years. Yeah, 14 years, 13 years. Yeah. And obviously, you know, have settled here, having kids here. It is a little bit insulting to be dropped around food.
You ask for help.
Yeah, you ask for help. And she did ask for help. But she didn't even ask for help. She just basically was saying that, and she's right about baby's clothes. Such a waste of money spending a fortune on baby's clothes. Because
did she say anything about their financial situation, though?
We don't have a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't have lots of money.
You probably thought she was doing her a favour. And where's her clothes from the other babies? And if you don't have lots of money, why do you keep having kids if you can't afford to clothe them?
Because she didn't say she can't afford to clothe them, but she's right in what she says. Kids' clothes, such a waste of money.
There are so many things.
If you can get hand-me-down kids' clothes, great.
There are so many things in that message that are just, I just don't even know what to go for. First of all, what baffles me is, and this is not all black people, but a lot, many black people I've spoken to on this show over the years and stuff, they're very quick to claim people are racist, which is the implication here.
But she's arguing that, she's arguing that I asked for clothes for the baby, yeah? And in fairness, a lot of people dropped around clothes for the baby. She didn't ask, and it is a little bit patronising. Oh, well, there you go, love. There's some food. There's some toiletries.
If you don't want to give it to, there's plenty of people out there who would take it with gratitude.
But she never said. She never said she was destitute. She never said I have no money. She just argued that wasting money on brand new children's clothes is ridiculous, and I agree with her on that. It is stupid money.
So much. She's assuming. She's implying. that it's actually racist because she brought her skin color into it.
She did. Yeah, she did. No, I agree.
And she's claiming that she believes it is racist.
Well, here's what she said again. I only asked for clothes to be practical, and being treated like a charity case, probably also because I'm black too, is very insulting. It is a little bit, isn't it?
No. The person did try to do a good deed. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, she asked for baby clothes. She didn't ask for food. She didn't ask for deodorant.
Right now, Ireland is being, you know, there's a lot of people leave, oh, we're being very mean to people and to people who aren't originally from Ireland, and Ireland's very racist. Then somebody does a good deed and they're still accused of being racist. Like, how do you win? I read this today and
this lady's message on the social media post just simply said, if anybody around the area has spare baby clothes, can I have them? She didn't say, I'm at home here with my 6 kids starving to death, can you help?
Somebody was trying to go above and beyond, obviously reading between the lines that this one was struggling. Imagine taking a good deed like this and making it nasty. Or turning it into a negative, like, say thank you. If you don't want to use the stuff, give it to somebody who will. There are plenty out there that would welcome that stuff with open arms and would be grateful for it. But imagine taking a good deed. I can't. That's why earlier on I actually got you to give her a call and talk to her, because I can't hold my tongue on this. It's insane.
And in fairness, she doesn't want to be identified, and that's why she doesn't want to talk live on the podcast.
Racist card being thrown. Now it's even the fact that now it's being thrown.
Okay, again, Katie, I'll reiterate. This lady asked for baby clothes only because she thinks spending lots of money on baby clothes is ridiculous. Now, and you have to agree.
You don't have to spend lots of money on baby clothes. I mean, who says, oh, I'm going to get pregnant, and then, okay, I get there are special Facebook pages where you can get clothes, and that's great. But why would you get pregnant? She's saying, I don't have a lot of money. If the money is an issue for clothing your children.
No, she didn't say she has. She didn't say I'm destitute. She didn't say, she has 6 children she's expecting a baby in September.
I cannot deal. It's a nice deed. Take it. Say thank you and shut the up. Simple. Just shut up. Don't make this a race issue. Anybody who says this is a race issue is an idiot. Or that says, you know, this is in any way nasty. Or there's people on Facebook trying to claim that this woman just wants to be a martyr, the woman who gave the goods.
Yeah, no, and I would kind of feel that way as well. It's so patronising. Walking around with bags of food and... anyway, our number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this and find out your opinion. Is she right to consider it a little bit patronising and insulting to be offered food when all she asked for was some baby clothes? Let me bring in Eddie on this.
There's so many fucking things wrong with the situation, right? The neighbours are just trying to do a good turn because Irish people are generous like that, right? And she's fucking whinging, calling it, oh, it could be potentially racial because I'm black. So she's offended. Well, I'm offended that you're having fucking 7 kids when you're saying in your message you can barely afford them. Kids cost a lot of fucking money. Stop breeding them if you can't feed them. Fucking waster.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. So, you can hear the reaction coming in already. A lot of people angry over what this lady said. What do you make of this?
No, she's absolutely mortified because some do-gooder has gone around to all the fucking neighbours going, oh, she can't afford anything, can we get something together? Of course she's mortified. Of course she is. She asked for a few clothes. I know you're saying, okay, go into Penny's, go into all of them and get them. But, like, where does she say that she can't afford the clothes?
She didn't say that. She absolutely didn't say
exactly.
That. She said, I put up a post asking if anyone had secondhand baby clothes that I could use for my baby, as there's no point in spending lots of money when they don't get the use out of them. And we don't have a lot of money. She never said she was destitute or broke or...
Okay, but going to a Facebook page to request clothes for your unborn baby, to me, would suggest... that somebody might be struggling.
No, I totally disagree, because where I'm from in Clare, right, there are loads of pages, Clare to a free good home, Shannon to a free good home, Shannon free to a good home, right? So a lot of people put it up on there. You know, oh, broke my remote control, Sky remote. Anyone have a spare one? So if somebody asked for a spare remote control and they arrived down with bags of food, like...
And do you believe it's patronising?
Absolutely patronising. All she did was ask for a few baby clothes. Mm. And everyone up there going, oh, she's had six, where did she keep those clothes? She probably put them up or gave them to someone who needed them.
And what about just doing a good deed? Maybe this woman thought, well, if she is struggling, I'd rather see her with something on the chance that maybe she might get offended, but, you know, she's got kids there. I'd rather help her out and on the chance that she'd be grateful and she'd need it.
No, she doesn't say that. She doesn't say she can't afford them. She doesn't say she's destitute. She doesn't say they're on the poverty line. She doesn't say anything like that. And once again, I actually agree with her because she's black. It's like, maybe they're one of those, refugees.
Angela, let me get this straight. You do believe that this was an act of unconscious racism?
Absolutely.
Oh my
Absolutely.
God.
Yeah. No,
you have to be ripping the piss.
No, I'm not ripping the piss because I can tell you now, if it was a white person who put up need a few baby clothes, they probably arrived down with the baby clothes. They wouldn't arrive with bags of shopping. That's a nosy neighbour who just wants
Jesus
to look
Christ.
Like the best one on the committee.
No, well, you're damned if you don't.
But again, Katie, the woman didn't ask for anything other than a few bloody baby clothes for the baby. That's all. Because...
The woman thought she was helping, obviously.
No, Katie, any time that anyone that I know has a child, right, has a new baby, I always buy clothes for, like, down the line. I don't get baby clothes. I don't get little pinafores. I buy for down the line. Because they get so much stuff for a baby of 1 to 3 months. For God's sake, they're gone out of it like that. And it is a total waste of money. So the best thing to do is go up on a page like that. Go up and say, has anyone got this? But to turn around then and arrive down with bags of food.
And what about if this woman just thought she was doing a good deed and helping somebody? This is the racist card gone insane. I've heard insane racist card being pulled. This is the racist card insane. Like, this is another
Why do you think this... And I agree with Angela.
If someone turned around to her and said, sorry, I'm not giving you my baby's clothes because you're black, that would be racist.
That's not what happened.
Jesus Christ.
When this lady said on the Facebook page, anybody got any children's clothes, that's all she wanted.
But
that's all she wanted.
If she wanted food, she'd have asked for food.
Asking for clothes, I believe, is different to asking for food. Asking for clothes and being able to say, you know, oh, well, you can recycle clothes. You can't ask people for secondhand food. So somebody wouldn't go onto social media and ask for food. And you know what? Even if it was insulting,
somebody tried to do a good deed.
If someone turned around to this woman and said, you're not getting the clothes because you're black, that would be racist.
No, that's not what happened. But again, somebody arrives with a bag with beans and toiletries and all that. That's not what she wanted.
Imagine pulling the race card for that. I am scarlet for her. And I know she's listening, and I'm scarlet for you for pulling that card because somebody tried to do a good deed. Cop the hell on if you don't want to pay it forward to someone who does.
No, she's not, because it's obviously that's the way she deals.
You can't tell her how... Jesus, it's a good deed.
Katie, you can't tell her how to feel.
Do you know what? I genuinely don't get this. Where I don't get people, because everybody says, you know, we're looking at what's going on in Gaza and people aren't doing anything to help. And then the people who try, I know this isn't Gaza, but people who try and help even locally in their own community, it comes back to bite them in the ass. Why would you bother doing anything if that's going to be the case? This is insane.
That's a neighbour who has gone around to other neighbours she's looking for baby clothes, so will we get her some food and everything as well? Because she must be destitute. course he's mortified.
I bet you anything that that woman went home and ate that food. I guarantee you that food is in her tummy. I guarantee it is. I guarantee
she wants to get rid of it. Her husband is saying, say nothing.
I think it's disgusting. Somebody does a good deed and you go to a podcast. Now, I know we'd have no podcast if they didn't come, but at the same time, someone does a good deed. Okay, you might think it's a bit patronising, but somebody was trying to help you. Would you rather that somebody turn...
A bit patronising. That's why I'm saying there are loads of these pages up there where people are giving away stuff. And I'm telling you now, if I went up there and said, listen, has anyone got a bedside lamp, right? And they turn around and arrive there with loads of food for me. I'd be like, hello? All I asked for is bedside lamp. I didn't ask for sanitary towels and feckin' beans.
And listen to what she's saying. It makes she's dead right in what she's saying. It is so, and it strikes me that the person who dropped around the food and the toiletries and all is just a do-gooder, a patronising do-gooder.
See, this
yeah, wants a pat on the back.
Well, no, Angela, sorry, I would imagine that if the person wanted a pat on the back, she would have gone onto Facebook probably posting about it. From what I understand, Adrian, you spoke to the woman, this was done very much on a private one-on-one. She messaged her about clothes and brought food or something, wasn't it?
So
there was nothing done for a pat on the back here. What about just doing a good deed for someone and then not being an asshole about it? I've heard the race card being pulled in very, very, very crazy circumstances before. I remember before we spoke to a woman who was stopped in her car in Blanche, actually in Blanche as well, a black woman. She'd no tax, no NCT. The guard took the car from her and she claimed it was racism.
I remember that.
Because she was black. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That was one of the... This is worse. This is more insane. I cannot believe that anybody... And Angela, you know... For somebody who I would have thought would be the type to do a good deed for someone, I'm surprised to hear you say that you think it's got racial undertones.
I would do lots of good deeds for everyone. I will get everyone a lift. I will give them whatever they wanted. I give them my right or left arm.
But not if they're black, Angela, because that might be racist then if you do it for a black person. Make sure it's only white people.
I would.
You don't want to be a racist.
Well, regardless, Katie, whether it's racism or not, it's patronising. It is extremely patronising.
Well, I'd rather risk the fear of being patronising and, you know, see that someone's struggling and give her something that might help her family and
but
be seen as patronising.
She's not struggling. She didn't say she was struggling.
All she said was spend no point in spending lots of money when they don't get any use out of the clothes. And we don't have a lot of money. I'm absolutely destitute.
Remember old Ireland where you'd knock into the neighbours for some sugar or milk or something? That kind of Ireland is dying out. And now I can see why. Because assholes like this woman who contacted us, who cannot see a good deed. If you don't want the stuff, pay it forward. Give it to somebody who does.
Casey,
don't be so
bullshit.
Bloody ungrateful.
Casey, that's bullshit. Because we would often, back when we were, you know, where my mum lived, where my mum and dad lived, you go across the road, you turn around, I'll run over there to Anne's or whatever and get a pint of milk or something. I wouldn't come back with potatoes and beans and peas and meat.
And everything else, yeah.
You'd have the pint of milk.
Yes, exactly.
That's it.
Stay there for a second.
Sugar.
Angela, hang on there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me go to Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. Lorraine, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Can you understand why this lady found it a little bit offensive that somebody dropped around bags of food and toiletries when all she wanted was a few baby grows?
No, I think she's being completely ungrateful. I totally agree with Katie. When I had my kids, I was grateful when anyone handed me in food and handed it so I didn't have to go shopping. I didn't have to do that. I was completely and utterly grateful.
And why? Did anybody drop in food?
I did. I had neighbours drop me in food. I had one of my neighbours drop me in a cooked lasagna so I didn't have to cook for the kids. I had people... I preferred
okay,
that.
That's slightly different. Slightly different. At a time where you've just had a baby, a decent neighbour made you a bit of grub to save you getting up and doing it yourself. That's very, very different.
There's also the discussion in this.
That's very different.
No, there's also the discussion in this of why... You know, she's saying in the message she doesn't have a lot of money, so that's part of the reason she asked for clothes. It is part of the reason, let's be honest.
And she feels they're wasteful.
If you can't afford... Okay, wasteful, take that out. But that is a part of the financials. What if you are not financially able to clothe your children, why get pregnant? I mean, there's free contraception.
Exactly.
Like, why?
Exactly. And
so now you're telling this woman not to have a baby.
No, I'd be telling anybody who can't afford to not to have kids.
All she said was, we don't have a lot of money. She didn't say, I can't afford this baby.
You read between the lines.
If you read that message, she has six kids. She's going on to her seventh.
Correct.
Right. Why hasn't she kept any of the other clothes from all the other babies, which is what I did, but my three, I had kept from all the kids. Like, she's going on, like, oh, wow, she needs a baby. Well, all the neighbour did was a good deed, brought it in, didn't make a holy show over it, didn't put it all over Facebook. She's not that grateful for the stuff and she's embarrassed. Give it to somebody else. Don't bitch and whinge when someone does a good deed for you.
Yeah.
But she said, I only ask for clothes to be practical and being treated like a charity case, probably also because I'm black too. I'm just reading what
that
she said. Is very insulting.
Me.
She said, I took the items, but on reflection, I want to return them. I am not ungrateful, but this is so offensive.
I'm not ungrateful.
Why does she have to put the word black in there?
Yeah.
What had that got to do with absolutely
what does that have
anything?
To do with it? Well, no, if Angela on the other line there does believe it's racism, don't you, Angela?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. Because I can tell you, if it was anybody else who wasn't that, she wouldn't arrive there with bags of feckin' food.
How do you know, though? How do you actually know that woman didn't go see the text message and say she's had six, she's gone on for a seven kid now, she could be struggling a little bit, and decided to give her food? It had nothing to do with the colour of her fucking skin.
Well, can I ask you a question? How do you know that's not what she did?
Because she put up to say she was on her... She put up a text message on the Facebook page saying she had six, seven kids. And that, when I read that to begin with at the start of, on Facebook, I was like, well, she has six or seven kids. Where's all the clothes from all the other kids? I kept all the clothes from my kids. I still have clothes from my kids.
Okay, now I don't know the answer to that, but the fact is, another baby on the way. I don't know when it was that she had her last baby, but another baby on the way. And all she asked was, does anybody have any spare kids' clothes?
How do you not know that she could have passed on her baby clothes? She could have passed on her baby clothes to somebody else.
But why is everyone getting so on their high horse over this woman dropping down a few bits to this woman? She didn't put it on Facebook. She didn't put make a holy show over. She did it on a one-to-one basis. If she didn't want them, give them down to somebody else.
She went around to the neighbours. Didn't she go around to the neighbours? That's making a holy show of her.
And she did say, hang on.
Lorraine,
a woman came, hang on, just listen to this, Lorraine. A local woman came to drop a full bag of food, all non-perishables and toiletries. She said her and her neighbours had chipped in to help my family out. So that means this woman
I would have taken it, no problem, offer. Absolutely none. Like, why make such a big deal out of the neighbours doing something nice to you? She sounds like an ungrateful bitch. And if I hear it's because she's black once more, what is the race got to do with it?
I'm so sick of the racist card being used with everything.
Like
Lorraine, again, I'll throw this back at you. You're never subjected to racism yourself.
Oh,
okay?
Adrian, cop on.
Hang on. You can't tell people how to feel.
But how? So, like, she's going on because she's black.
Oh, Jesus.
I read it and went... She had six kids. She's going on to her seventh.
Yes.
That's why she could be struggling. That's
same.
How I read that message.
But Adrian, you're the one then who's seen race. You're the one who's seen race.
No, hang on. The fact is, I don't necessarily think it was racist or anything like it, yeah?
This
woman does. We can't tell her how to feel, firstly. If that's how she feels, that's how she feels.
As I said earlier, if someone turned around and said, you're not getting the clothes because you're black, that's racist. Somebody going out of their way, spending their own money and doing their time putting in the time to get other people to help out, to do a good deed, that is not racist. That's called being kind and welcoming. Ireland, who are the Irish people who are very, very welcoming, in my opinion. If you don't like it, fuck off. Sorry, but fuck off if you don't like it. I'm so sick. I'm going to be very blunt about it.
Take a volume. Dave has been on to us.
As it's a very simple answer to this question. If you don't want help, don't fucking ask for help. There's absolutely nothing racist about this. And if anybody comes on claiming this to be racist, they're a fucking moron. And they're just the kind of cunt who goes around looking for fucking, you know, racism or to be offended left, right and centre. She asks people, you know, do they have clothes for kids? Because financially, they're not the most well off. And then a couple of people will say, do you know what? We'll chip in and, you know, we'll help them out with the shop as well. Because having six kids, I can't even imagine how they must be able to afford it every week. And the response is, well, I find it kind of offensive. And then bringing in the fact she's black. Nobody gives a fuck that she's black. If anything, this perfectly goes to show how not racist her fucking neighbours and community are. Because if they were racist, they'd tell her to go fuck herself and give her nothing. This is just absolute nonsense. Your one is just being ungrateful. We got heaps of clothes for my last child off people. Like, if I wanted, I literally don't have to buy him a stitch of clothes in at least four. And we were so appreciative of everything we got. And there were times when we were down on our luck, we come home and someone was like, oh yeah, we dropped in shopping and stuff there. Not for one second did we ever say, oh well, we feel embarrassed. I mean, yeah, your pride takes a bit of a hit. But at the same time, when people care enough to go out of their way to buy you food or to help put food in your kids' bellies or put clothes on their back, that is an absolutely wonderful thing. And it shows the capacity human beings have to be good to each other. And to turn around and say she's kind of offended by it, fuck off.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Mark. Well, what do you make of this story?
I'm just pulling my hair out, and it was just refreshing actually to hear Katie, like, what she said there just a minute ago, about we need to take more of a hard line stance with these people that are calling us racist, in my opinion. Basically, she was offered food. Why didn't she turn around when she was being offered the food and said, listen, respectively, I'd like to decline it, but thanks very much, I only need clothes. She took the food and then bitched about it afterwards.
Probably because she was so taken aback by bag of food arriving at her front door.
I genuinely believe, and this is going to sound harsh, and again, it's not all black people, but I believe, like with white people, like with anyone, that there's a certain victim mentality here. There is a victim mentality. I'm sick of it.
There is. And Kate, I think you mentioned, right, that food... What Irish woman or any woman now that lives in Ireland that has six young kids is going to decline a bag full of food? Would you fuck off? Like that? Her kids have ate that food already and she's still whinging. She's one of these people that wakes up every day probably and looks for something to complain about. Do you know what I mean? It's like, Jeremy, it pissed me off what you were saying as well, like, because you're mocking the good nature, the kindness, generosity that the Irish people are known for by saying it's like, it's very, what's the word you
use? Patronizing. You ask for a baby grow, but God love you, come here and I'll pat you on the head, there's a bit of food,
right,
as well.
Adrian, what would you do, right, if you were sitting on a bus, right, and an 80-year-old woman, it doesn't matter whether she's white or black or Chinese, it doesn't matter. If she got onto the bus and you said, here you go, would you like to sit down there because there wasn't enough seats, and she started raging at you and calling you obscenities just because you offered her a seat, because that's what it's like.
If she started calling you ageist, you're exactly assuming because of my age that I need your seat. It's a great, that is a great analogy.
Okay, no, I'll take that, Mark. It's unlikely to happen, though.
It pisses me off the way it's like we're trying to abuse and we're losing the Irish, the good natured spirit that the Irish people are known for. We're known to be welcoming people.
I know, but as Angela said earlier on, it's like sending your child to the next door neighbour to get a bowl of sugar because you've run out of sugar, and coming home with a week shopping because they think, ah, God love you, you can't afford sugar. That's really what it's like.
But why is she bringing, like Katie and the previous caller said, why is she bringing the race card into it? Like, I'm sick of all of these non-nationals in the country, and whenever they don't agree with us, right, or they want to disagree with us about anything, they always slip the race card into it, like, and say, oh, you're race.
Okay, Angela, let me go back to you for a second about that. You and I agree on the fact that it's a little bit patronising. It was a do-gooder thing to do and blah, blah, blah. The race thing, though, I don't really believe. I don't believe it has racist undertones.
I'll be very honest. I'm 50-50 on it. But the way Mark is speaking about them, these people playing
with
the race
card. What do you want me to call them, Angela? They are people. What do you want me to call them? Aliens?
No, but the way you're talking about it's like these people who are playing the race card.
Do you want me to call them black?
You don't have to say these. You can say, no, you could turn around and just go, well, the people who are, but the way you're going, these people. That's very racist.
I think you're being racist now. Oh my God, Angela, really? I'm racist, yeah.
Really?
You're accusing me of being racist now, are you?
Yeah, racist.
You're disgusting. Get off the air, will you? You're disgusting.
Why should I? This is a funny thing, Mark. You come on here.
The good-natured Irish people who are so welcoming, kind, and are willing to go to the ends of the earth to help people.
Have you ever borrowed something from a neighbour?
Their reputation are being tarnished by the likes of yourself and your attitude.
What do you mean by that? Explain.
Because your attitude stinks. Like, someone, like, anyone in their right mind would think that, like, anyone in their right mind would see they're going out of their way to actually try and help the poor woman. She had 6 kids. She's probably, like, a little bit, she probably needs support. And they were trying to help her.
That's actually you. It's actually these people like you who think just because she's asked for something, then she must be poor and on the poverty line.
Yeah, but what you do.
Mark, have you ever borrowed anything off your neighbour?
Have you ever borrowed anything off your neighbour? If someone offered me a kind gesture, right, and I was struggling a bit, well then I would gladly accept it.
Here's the thing, Mark. She never said she was struggling. She said, I don't want to buy loads of baby clothes. They're a waste of bloody money, basically.
Listen, what I want to say to that then, if she wasn't struggling or she never said she was struggling, why didn't she just say, listen, I appreciate the gesture, but I'd like to respectfully decline because I don't need the food.
She was probably gobsmacked.
I believe personally, my belief on all of this, and I don't care how harsh it sounds, I think she wants to play the victim here. I think she wants to play the racist card. I think she wants to believe it's racism.
Mark, can I ask you a question? Have you ever borrowed anything from your neighbours, a friend, anything?
Yeah, I have.
Give me an example. Give me an example of something that you borrowed.
Why? I borrowed garden tools. I borrowed many things.
So you go in next door and you go, as Grange Hands, can I borrow the shovel there, right?
I've been offered stuff. Hold on.
Do you go in next door and go, listen, Grange Hands, can I borrow a shovel there? Yeah. And then the following morning you come in and they're after, like, cutting your grass and they're after leaving food because he can't afford to get a shovel.
You're choosing to be offended on behalf of someone else, Angela.
That's their own prerogative.
Let me read a message that's just come into us, and this is interesting, okay? This is from one of our listeners, Liam, who listens to us on the other side of the Atlantic, and he said, I feel the reason that the race card could be brought into it, not that I entirely agree, is that there can be a trend of people basically having the attitude of, oh, these poor desolates from Africa haven't got a penny to themselves. Oh. We must save them. He goes on to say, it's like the reverse justification of European colonization of Africa. Oh, these poor Africans can't cope by themselves. They need help from us.
Oh, my God. Imagine reading that far into an act of kindness. The world is gone mad. Stop it. I want to get off.
A penny for the black baby. That's what we used to say here in Ireland.
The world is gone mad.
Can I ask
that
I'm a good neighbour?
Sorry, Mark, go on.
Yeah, Adrian, right? If they knew, right, if they thought that Ireland is a racist country, right?
She didn't say it was a racist country.
Well, she's basically she's thrown the race card out there. So
that doesn't mean that the whole country is racist.
The sad thing is, if this was a white person, there wouldn't even be a conversation.
I've seen numerous examples all over social media, and over the last couple of years, I've seen numerous cases of black people accusing Ireland or Irish people of being racist, like, and this is just over the last year. It seems to become more prevalent, like, and it's happening.
But I would argue with you, Mark, that racism has become more prevalent.
Yes, racism. It has.
the woman who contacted us to start off with, she's after sending us the picture of the bag with all the stuff in it. Now look, that's all really decent stuff she's after being given. Really decent stuff. Yeah. She sent a bag and she's still
giving... Yeah, pat her neighbour on the back.
Yep.
Pat her neighbour on the back.
The neighbour, well done, Nate.
All the neighbours, well done
you.
A
penny
well
for the black baby.
I just, you can't win. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You try and help someone and it still comes back to bite you in the ass. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start being an asshole and I'm never going to help anybody because what's the point?
That's Katie.
Well, I'm going to up my asshole game.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Gracie on this.
I think your assumption would be with six kids going on to your seventh that you are struggling financially. People who have two and three kids in this country are struggling financially. And my assumption would be upon reading that, as it is on many occasions that I have seen people putting up, does anybody have bags of baby clothes or stuff like that? And I have two kids that I bag up their clothes on the regular and I would give them to somebody who was putting into a Facebook group. Has anybody got clothes? I would give them on the regular to people. And generally, those people that I am driving to with the clothes or meeting with the clothes are struggling financially. I think that would be the assumption across the board, black or white, whatever colour you are. I don't believe that that had anything to do with race. I think it's a really, really nice gesture that the woman, if she was listening to the podcast, I would go and knock the door and take the food back because I think that that is so ungrateful. The fact that she is now saving, maybe she has a week of perishable goods there that could have cost her 50 or 60 quid in her shopping, and now she can go and buy baby clothes. When you have a baby on the way, you love going into Pennies or Dunn's or whatever and seeing all the stuff and being like, oh, I want to pick up that, I want to pick up that. Maybe she, the assumption was that she was struggling financially, and I am maybe wrong to assume, but I would assume if somebody was putting up on Facebook that they were looking for baby clothes, that they were struggling across the board. That's how I would see it anyway.
All right, Gracie, thank you very much indeed for your message. Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What do you want to say on this?
I think she was being a slight bit ungrateful, so she was.
Why?
Because, you know, her neighbours were doing a good deed at the end of the day.
But she, like we said, she didn't say she was destitute. She didn't say, I need food because I'm visiting food banks. She didn't say anything of the sort. All she said was, has anybody got some kids' clothes? That's it.
Yeah, I know, but still, it was whoever offered her the bag of groceries. I have to hold my hands up and say fair play to that person who dropped off the bag of food and stuff.
Well, there you go, Angela. Fair play to that woman. A really decent thing to do.
Well, I'd like to ask Gracie, just if she's still listening. Gracie, you said that you've often got clothes and everything. Not you, that lady, but the girl who sent in the voice notes,
yeah.
Yeah, she said that she's often dropped down clothes and everything. Has she ever dropped food to someone?
I wouldn't have thought so. I would doubt it.
No, why? Because she didn't ask for food, they asked for clothes or other stuff. So the argument there is non-existent because, like, if you arrive down and you can see someone that destitute or that desperate or anything, why didn't Gracie go back and bring her down food? That's what I'd like to know. She asked for clothes, that's all she asked for.
If that's the case, yeah, and this is a good point made by Paul on Facebook, if she asked for clothes for her baby, why is she not getting offended by being offered clothes for her other kids? Why is food worse?
Well, I don't know whether she asked for clothes for the baby. I didn't see the post.
She said on her message to us that she asked for food for the baby. So why didn't
clothes for the baby?
Or sorry, for clothes for the baby. So why didn't she get offended when people were offering clothes for her older children?
I don't know. I can't answer that. But she asked for clothes.
The thing is, she only asked for clothes. You know, I've
asked. Anya, that is the bottom line. This woman only asked for baby clothes.
And the thing is, if I was one of those people, and if I had baby clothes, I would do exactly the same. I would do exactly the same. It doesn't matter what race the person is. I still do exactly the same.
Right. So you would do the exact same thing.
Yeah. And I was very selfish of what Angela was after saying at the start, saying because of her skin colour, she wouldn't do the same.
Angela wouldn't do it for anybody, and she's only 50-50 on the racism thing.
Yeah, well, at the start, she wasn't.
Sorry?
You weren't.
How am I being selfish like that? Why did you call me selfish?
Because you were after admitting that because the woman is from Nigeria, you wouldn't offer baby clothes.
No, I never said that. How dare
you? Well, that's what.
Yeah. I never turned around and said because she was from Nigeria, I wouldn't offer her clothes. How dare you?
In fairness, she didn't say anything of the sort.
I never said
okay,
What Katie said earlier on was, if this was a case of somebody saying, no, I'm not giving you baby clothes because you're black, that would be racism.
Yeah, okay, I apologise, I misheard.
That's okay.
All right, thanks very much indeed. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this. Neil!
So if you were doing good deeds, Angela, would you not get the fear of, like, you know, being someone calling you racist or something? Because it's a fucked up word. You can't take a fucking shy now. If your shy is yellow, you're fucking racist. If it's black, you're racist. Fuck this planet!
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I'm still recovering from that message that we got just a moment ago from Angry Neil. Angry, angry Neil. He gets so angry. It's okay, Neil. Calm down. Hope you've calmed down by now. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Evening.
How are you? Good. What do you want to say on this, Trevor?
I do come in to find a bit on the racist side.
In what way?
Well, I love all these people saying online, why didn't she keep the clothes from the previous children?
That's what a lot of people have said. And have also said...
How old is the sixth child?
I don't actually know, is the honest answer
exactly.
To that.
Exactly. I don't know about you, mate. I don't know how many kids you have off the top of my head. No, I have 5. We didn't keep any of the fucking clothes. And on each child, Jesus H. fucking Christ, my missus became a shopaholic. She bought everything brand new, and I wish she kept some of it. But you know what, man? There was a few years between all the kids' ages, and she didn't keep anything and went down and bought every single thing brand spanking new and then gave it all away after that.
And you obviously see that as extremely wasteful.
Oh, yeah. Especially, like, we didn't plan on having a multitude of children, you know what I mean? But if you don't plan to have a multitude of children... You can't plan to keep fucking wardrobes closed just in case. And then when you say to people online, oh, any chance of if your baby grows, and then people, this fucking superwoman's going around the local cul-de-sac with fucking Superman's music playing in the background. Teresa over here is having a baby. She's no baby girl, and she's no food in the presses, and she's nothing to wipe the baby's ass with, and she's no crisps in the press, and she's no lasagna in the fridge. All she asked for was a fucking baby grouse. And this hero, I'm sure she had fucking a little speaker behind her, like going around with Superman's music in the background, doing the local collection. No.
You obviously see it as being extremely patronising, or the poor little black woman down the road has nothing. We need to help her.
She can't afford to clothe her children. Now she can't afford to feed her children. You know what? Let's fucking pay our motor tax as well. I'm sure everyone wants. No, man. All she asked for was a few baby girls, and that's where it should have been left. If she wanted fucking food, she could have said, you know what, a few little lasagnas. Now, my missus, now, Adrian, I'm not messing, mate. We spent ridiculous money on baby clothes and when they were younger. But you know what? She actually bought so much, there was no space in the gaff to keep them. So we had to buy everything fresh. And I wish my missus had the foresight to say online, hey, listen, guys, I'm a bit stuck for the baby girls. But if someone arrived then with fucking lasagnas and pre-cooked and non-cooked and fucking tin food, I'd be doing the same. But what the fuck?
You can understand where this woman is coming from. That all she asked was for some baby's clothes, and some do-gooder decided to basically have a collection in the area and give her food and toiletries and everything else.
Yeah, I'd love to know how Katie would feel if she put up a... Can you, any chance of your baby girls, and then all of a sudden they start arriving with fucking stuff for the presses, stuff for the fridge, stuff for the freezer.
I take it for what it is, a good deed. Jesus, the world has gone mad.
You take it as a good deed if neighbours arrived at your door.
But I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go bitching to a podcast about it.
Okay, stay there.
So you're telling me you wouldn't be annoyed if your neighbours arrived with a full shop going, you poor petty, we know you can't afford them, here you go.
No, I absolutely wouldn't. How about just taking somebody's good deed and saying thank you? If you don't want to use it, nobody's forcing you to. But Jesus Christ, we live in a world now where you can't even do something good for someone if being called a racist for doing a good deed. Okay, like,
at the end of the day, all people in this world is get offended. But if you're arriving to someone going, "Ah, you poor thing, you can't afford to cover your children. Here's a full silk. Here's loads of clothes and loads of shop for you." No, that's mad.
All right, hang on there for 1 second, Trevor, if you can, please. Let me bring in Vanessa. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Alain. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to say I run one of the FreeCycle baby pages in Dublin, and I see it every day, people who go above and beyond what's actually been asked for. I've done it myself where I've brought SMA to a woman who asked for baby toys that I was giving away. Because my kiddo had grown out of that particular one, and I didn't want to waste the pot. Do you know what I mean? So I think, yes, she's entitled to feel how she wants to feel, and we don't know what experiences she's had with that neighbour, but I do think that it's just a case of the neighbour wanted to do something to feel helpful in a cost of living crisis and to ease that burden for a woman who has 6 children and 1 on the way.
So you, this woman arriving with the food and the toiletries and all of that in a bag, you think that that was a good deed, do you?
I do. And as I said, I've seen it. I see it every single day on that page, where people will go above and beyond. And food is expensive and it's getting more expensive. And so if you don't have baby clothes and you see someone asking for things, the only thing you have got is a little bit of money to get some non-perishables. I've gotten fruits and veg from people that I picked up a jumperoo from, for instance. So it's just a matter of a neighbour wanting to feel helpful in a time of crisis. That's my feeling on it. And I just think she took it up wrong.
Not somebody trying to be a do-gooder, rallying around the neighbours to help the poor black woman down the end of the road?
No, I don't think that came into it. I do think, to be honest with you, I don't think that woman should have said, "I went around the neighbours and asked for help to get you help."
Which is what she did.
I think that was a bit over the top and it wasn't necessary. But again, a lot of people, when they hand over items for free, they feel awkward about helping someone because they don't know how it's going to be taken. And so sometimes their mouth runs away from them and they explain how they got it. Do you know what I mean? I don't think it was intentionally racist. I don't think it was intentionally patronizing. It may have come across that way to her, but I don't think there was anything malicious in what she did in handing over the food. And to that woman as well, if she does feel uncomfortable about it, there are food banks that she can hand that food in. And I don't think she should cut her nose off by her face by blowing it out of proportion and making a big deal out of it. If it happens again,
that's what you think is again, say, blowing it out of proportion.
Yeah, I do. If it happens again, just say thank you, but no.
Jesus, somebody does a good deed and it has to be pontificated about. Like,
but it is embarrassing. Like, look, when I moved over to Glasgow,
it
is embarrassing.
But she
when I moved over to Glasgow, my partner was working, I wasn't, and we were struggling with all the bills that were coming in. We have extra bills that Ireland doesn't have, and it just weighed down on us. We had to use food banks, and it is embarrassing. It is embarrassing to get food for free when you should be able to provide, you know, or if you feel that you can provide, someone coming in and saying, "Well, here's food for you." It can be embarrassing, and I get that, but it's the way in which you take it up, and I do think she's taken it up wrong as the neighbour saying, "You can't afford this, so I'm going to help you, whether you like it or not." I don't think it was meant in that spirit. I really don't.
All I'm saying is I am sick of the race card being used for everything. I have no doubt that racism exists and racism is disgusting. No doubt that it does exist. But when people are using the race card for everything, it trivializes it. It takes away from the significance of what is actually racism. It doesn't help racists. It does, or people who are fucking likely to be racism. It just gives them a further stick to beat people with. It's gone beyond ridiculous. You do a good, you do a bad deed to someone because of their colour, that's racism. You refuse to help someone because of their colour, that's racism. Doing a good deed and going above and beyond to help, Not necessarily.
In a patronising way.
No, Katie. Not... Oh, Jesus Christ.
It is. Let me just squeeze in a few voice notes before we wrap this up. This is Mo.
It's quite a world we live in where someone gives you a nice gesture and we're trying to label it as racist or whatever. You asked for kids' clothes and they extended other stuff, other things. I don't think that's wrong. And I mean, I don't know where this world is going, looking through and reading between the lines, whatever. It was a nice gesture. Take it or leave it.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Mo. And Emma has been on to us.
I have a little boy who's nearly four, and I always give his clothes away to family, friends, charity, etc., whoever needs them, since he was born. So if I was ever to have another child, I genuinely wouldn't have anything. However, if it was the case and I was in the position where I did have to ask for anything and someone did bring food to my door and I didn't need it, I'd say thank you and I'd donate it to the homeless. I wouldn't personally be posting it on a podcast, to be honest, but each to their own.
All right, Emma, thank you very much indeed for your message. A huge reaction to this whole conversation today. And I just want to squeeze in a final little message that just came into us this very second from Neil.
Katie, you have a great way of explaining things. You really have. Fair play to you. I love the bones of the trees. Cheers.
Isn't that lovely?
It's a quick come down from...
from the anger there moments.
Voice now from 5 minutes ago. I love Neil.
So
Neil,
you were doing good deeds, Angela, but not get the fear of, like, you know, being someone calling you racist or something, because it's a fucked up word. You can't take a fucking shy now. If your shy is yellow, you're fucking racist. If it's black, you're racist. Fuck this planet.
Now just play the video again for context.
Katie, you have a great way of explaining things. You really have. Fair play to you. I love the bones of the tree.
Yeah, it's a bit of a contrast, all right, Neil.
Brilliant.
Oh, enjoyed that podcast
some of
today.
His videos, they're brilliant.
He's very good. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every day we upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.